Y'all ready to be scholars? All right. So last Sunday, we talked about the first plague that was cast onto Egypt. Do y'all remember what that plague was? Yes. So which river did he turn into blood? The Nile River, correct. And the Egyptians, they thought the Nile River as a god that they worshipped. It was basically the spring of life. It gave them life. It was basically the main water source in Egypt. And so it was basically to show the Egyptians that God even had dominion over their territory, their land. He was the one true God, and he had dominion over the Nile. So what did the magicians in Egypt do in response after God or Moses turned the water into blood? Yeah, they did the same thing. They basically showed Pharaoh that, oh, well, we can do the same thing. They used their mystical acts. So this shows us that Satan has dominion over the spiritual realm with miracles. So we'll go to Exodus chapter 8, and we'll start in verse 1 and end in verse 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite you, your whole territory, with frogs. The Nile will swarm with frogs, which will come up and go into your house, and into your bedroom, and on your bed, and into the houses of your servants, and on your people, and into the ovens, into your kneading bowls. So the frogs will come up on you, and your people, and all your servants.' Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers, over the streams, and over the pools, and make frogs come up over the land of Egypt.' So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. The magicians did the same with their secret arts, making frogs come up onto the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, 'Entreat the Lord that he may remove the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let your people go, that they may sacrifice to the Lord.' Moses said to Pharaoh, 'The honor is yours to tell me when I shall entreat for you and your servants and your people that the frogs may be destroyed from you and your houses, that they may be left only in the Nile.' Then he said, 'Tomorrow.' So he said, 'May it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. The frogs will depart from you and your houses and your servants and your people. They will be left only in the Nile.'" Okay. So what was the second plague in which the Lord struck Egypt? Yep, the frogs. The second plague was a plague of countless frogs. They jumped everywhere, even in their bedrooms. So how did Pharaoh respond to this? You can go. Yeah, he wasn't telling the truth, but he did promise. He said, "Hey, I'll let the Israelites go if you basically..." He gave Moses a prayer request. He said, "Hey, entreat the Lord so that the frogs will go away, and I will let the Israelites go." But he didn't. And what did the magicians do in response? Yeah, they made it worse by making more frogs. So if the magicians were really smart, what would they do with the frogs? Yeah, but they didn't. So, but do you... So do you like frogs? Some boys and girls think it is fun and exciting to play with frogs. Others think they are creepy and gross. Frogs are animals that belong to God's creation, meant to display the glory of his wisdom and creativity. He alone is in charge of all the frogs, as well as all the other reptiles, mammals, fish, birds, bugs, and people. Sadly, the Egyptians worshipped a goddess named Heket, and she had a frog head. They thought the frogs were on their side because the goddess of the frogs was one of their gods. So the Lord taught them a very important and valuable lesson by sending this plague. The frogs filled the whole land quickly. They even filled the bedrooms of the Egyptians or the Egypt's great princes. Moses allowed Pharaoh to decide when the frogs would be removed. It was as if Pharaoh gave a prayer request to Moses. Pharaoh was admitting that the power of God was greater than of the gods and magicians of Egypt. He recognized that the plague was completely under the control of the God of the Israelites, and not theirs. The mighty Pharaoh will be made to bow his knee and confess with his tongue that the Lord alone is God. When Moses agreed to pray for the frogs to leave, he assured Pharaoh of his faith that God would answer. God, in fact, did answer. Like Moses, Christ prayed for his enemies and blessed those who cursed him. Moses' prayer was heard, and Christ's prayers for the removal of God's judgment against sinners are always heard and are always effective. So were the gods of Egypt real? No. The only true God is the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ. And why did Moses allow Pharaoh to say when the frog should be taken away? To confess that God was in control. Yeah, Moses was getting glory for God out of the wicked Pharaoh's own mouth. And how could Moses be sure that God would answer his prayers? Yeah, because of faith, the faith that in God's promise. We too can have confidence that God hears us when we pray if we trust in his word and in Jesus' name according to his revealed will in the scriptures. So the main idea is that God struck Egyptians with the second plague by flooding the land with frogs. And Pharaoh confessed that God was in control of the whole thing, even Egypt, even the Nile, even the frogs that they thought were on their side. So let's pray that your unconverted friends will not harden their hearts against the gospel like Pharaoh did, but confess the Lord with saving faith. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today to thank you for everything you do for us, every blessing, every undeserved thing, God, especially salvation for those who have it. It is completely unmerited favor. We do not deserve anything. We deserve hellfire, God, but you decided to save us. Nothing that we did, but only your grace, and we can't thank you for this enough. And I pray for the children here that were listening to this message. I pray that it was good, that they get the main idea clearly, and they live it out, what your Bible says. And I pray that we continue to learn, and I pray for the message today, and I pray for the worship. I pray it's sincere, and I pray this all in Christ's name. Amen.